This is JIS News. Coming up, public health system gets boost to its stock of IV fluids. CSEC results show improvement, and SEDEMA and ODPEM hosting climate change workshop. Details after the break.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
Now the news. The public health system has received a boost to its stock of intravenous IV fluids with a donation valued at $1.75 million from local charity Food for the Poor, FFP. The items were handed over to Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson Wednesday. The donation comes weeks after reports of a worldwide shortage of the fluids, at which time FFP's Florida office sourced a batch from European suppliers as a gift to the people of Jamaica. Minister Ferguson says not long after hearing about the shortage, FFP contacted the ministry and indicated that they would go about sourcing the fluids for the health sector.
We are very thankful to have you as a partner in health and one that we can always count on. This will go a far way in adding to our present resources.
IV fluids are critical to saving lives during an emergency. Scores in the science subjects have shown the greatest improvement in the results of this year's Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC exams. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says there was a 7% increase in the pass rate for students who sat the science subjects. Mathematics showed the greatest improvement, with 56% of students who sat the exam obtaining a pass. This is a 13% increase over last year's performance. Physics recorded the second largest increase, with 78% of students obtaining a pass, a 9% increase over last year's pass rate. Additional mathematics increased from 67 to 73%, an increase of 7%. With these improved results, Mr. Thwaites is urging more students to sit science subjects.
Still a relatively few number of our students take the sciences at CSEC, and we are on a campaign to encourage more and more students to sit these examinations because they are the gateway to so many professions and indeed so many employment opportunities.
The education minister was speaking at a press conference Tuesday to announce the results of this year's CSEC and CAPE results. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDEMA, and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, are hosting a two-day workshop on mainstreaming the Climate Smart Comprehensive Country Work Program. The seminar is being held August 13 and 14 at the Courtly Hotel in Kingston. Director General of ODPEM, Richard Thompson, says the workshop will help to develop an awareness of climate change and its impact at the national level.
I am hoping that we will have a very informative workshop, that the discussions will be engaging, and that we will leave here with some idea as to how we need to frame our plans and policies in order to reflect proper risk reduction processes and also climate change processes.
Mr. Thompson was speaking at the launch of the workshop Wednesday. The meeting is also aiming to identify existing and alternative adaptation options for disaster risk reduction. In the meantime, the workshop is set to usher in the implementation of the Climate Change and Disaster Management in the Caribbean Phase 2, CCDM-2 project. The €513,000 project is expected to boost the island's climate change adaptation and mitigation efforts. The CCDM-2 project is being implemented over a 30-month period in 18 SEDEMA participating states, including Jamaica. Implementation started December 2012.
So the goal of CCDM-2 is to enhance resilience in SEDEMA participating states to respond to the effects of climate change and natural disasters through practical planning and adaptation interventions at the national and community levels.
Project coordinator at SEDEMA, Kerrion Thompson. The project is being sponsored by the Austrian Development Agency and is being implemented by the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, SEDEMA. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.